Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Dead Simple by Peter James. Published by Macmillan in 2005, today's book is all about double-crossing, coffins, and stag knights. Michael and his four mates are on his stag party. Michael is a well-known practical joker, and his friends are eager to get him back for all his pranks. Drunk and disorientated, Michael is shoved into a coffin, and his friends bury him in a grave with a walkie-talkie, a porno mag, and a bottle of whiskey. But then, as his four friends drive away, their van is hit by a truck. Three of the men die at the scene, and the fourth is unconscious and taken to hospital. Michael is left in the grave, but at least he has a breathing tube for fresh air. Roy Grace is new to Brighton CID, and so far he's been working his way through a room full of cold cases, until Michael's frightened and frantic fiance gets in touch with Grace about Michael's disappearance, with 3 days to go before his wedding. He learns about the dead friends and the previous pranks, but Grace is also unsure whether Michael has had cold feet and has run off to escape his own wedding. And yet, as Grace starts to investigate, he finds Michael's best man and business partner, Mark, is not very cooperative, considering the circumstances. Meanwhile, Michael is left inside the grave as the hours pass by. Thirsty and dying to go to the toilet, no one is responding to his calls for help on the walkie-talkie. But then finally someone does answer, but rather than his friends, who Michael doesn't know are dead, a mentally challenged man has picked up the walkie-talkie from the crash site, but Michael can't get him to understand the situation. And then someone arrives and removes the breathing tube from the coffin. Now, Dead Simple is a cracking, fast-paced police procedural novel. The chapters are short and sharp, and this is a real page-turner. The plot twists and turns and left me gasping a few times as the characters double-cross one another. Now, many of the scenes are shown from Michael's perspective inside the coffin, which adds extra tension, leaving the reader hanging as Michael's attempt to escape are thwarted again and again. Now, Detective Superintendent Grace has his own personal story about missing persons. His wife disappeared 8 years ago and has never been seen since, alive or dead. Now, Grace is stuck in a limbo of his own. Should he move on, or should he just wait in case she turns up? Grace has the determination and dogged work ethic of any detective, but the shadow of his missing wife hangs over him. A workaholic, he works to fill the void she's left behind, and he wishes he had a family to go home to, like his colleagues. And in another interesting twist to the usual police story, Grace also has an interest in the paranormal, which gets him in trouble with his superior officers, but he's not above engaging with psychics and mediums to solve a case when he has nothing left. So if you like police procedurals, stag knights, betrayal, greed, and the occasional psychic reading, I recommend Dead Simple by Peter James. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. If you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.